I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. This is a special edition. It has won the New York Times Notable Cookbook Award, and we love it too. Make the bread, buy the butter. Experienced home cook Jennifer Reese spent tons of time creating recipes, calculating how much they cost compared to store-bought. She tells you when to make it and how and when to buy it already made. While it's great to save money, we love this because when you make it yourself, no crazy additives like guar gum, which is used in rocket fuel and hair gel. It's in a lot of our foods, and we wonder why we get sick or can't lose weight. Join us in beating the crazy system that is our American food world. Make it yourself. Return to homemade. You'll see how easy it is to make your own yogurt, hummus, cheese, bagels, tortillas, mayonnaise, Oreos, graham crackers, butters, vanilla extract, and on it goes. Make it yourself. Eat it. Serve it. Give it as gifts. Save time and money. And most of all, no crazy, unpronounceable, unhealthy additives that help the corporate food world, not human beings, unless you love rocket fuel. Our guest, Jennifer Reese, has perfected the art of making household staples from scratch and is candid about when it's not worth the enormous effort. She's a food writer, an adventurous home cook. We'll tell you how to have make the bread, buy the butter sent to your door or to the food lover in your life. It's our thank you gift to you for supporting the Faith Middleton Show and WNPR. Jennifer Reese, welcome to the Food Schmooze.
Great to be here.
Ah, what a good idea.
Thank you.
So how did it come to you?
Well, I'd always been a really, serious home cook. And at a certain point, like 2008, I lost my job and I suddenly had lots of time. And I started just wondering when I went to the supermarket, could I be doing this at home? Would I save any money? Could I make my bread? And it was really, I thought about everything. And so I started experimenting and pricing things out, and this led to the book.
The first thing people are going to think, so let's dispel this, is that to make everything in this book is going to take 300 years, and people think, I work, I can't do this.
Uh-huh. Well, if you make everything, it will take 300 years. So you really have to pick and choose what matters to you, what you think you make better than you can buy. You can't make your bread and your butter and your jam and your peanut butter, because you're never going to be able to do anything else. This book sort of helps you decide what it makes sense. Because if you do one or two things, it's very, very doable. Mm-hmm.
So we start with oil sprays. I was very happy for this because we all go to the supermarket and we buy a can of Pam. Mm-hmm. And then we spray our pans. And you figure out how much that costs, not to mention the crazy, wacky stuff that's in there. And you say it's just better to get one of those little sprayers for real olive oil.
Yes, it is better to get one of the real sprayers. I think at this point I would have to say shop around for one, because the one that I had bought at the time and was using with great enthusiasm finally sort of succumbed to my son's playing around with it as a metal gadget. But yeah, you can save a lot of money by doing that if you get one that lasts and you can keep it for years. And it's also, I'm sure, how can pouring really, normal oil into a spray canister be as, toxic as what you get out of a aerosolized can?
Yeah, because there's something in it called dimethyl. Well, never mind. We can make our own pita bread, which turns out is not that big a deal. It's really, you can just throw some yeast and water and sugar and olive oil and salt it together and some flour, and you're off and running. But you can make, as I do at home, your own hummus. Those containers of hummus in the markets are easy, but they're fairly expensive, and they do have stuff in them that doesn't belong in there. Mm-hmm. And so here's you tell us how you do this. This is just garlic and either canned or cooked chickpeas. Mm-hmm. You use the liquid from the chickpeas.
Yeah, hummus is just spectacularly easy to make, and it's so inexpensive. Because, chickpeas are not a premium ingredient, but they charge you a lot for the kind you buy already made. You can use your canned chickpeas, or you can cook them from dried, which is very simple. You put them in a food processor with some liquid from the chickpeas, some garlic, some cumin, coriander, and then this, tahini, which is sesame paste, and it's at every supermarket I've ever been to. Mm-hmm. And you just whip it
up. And lemon juice.
Lemon juice to make it, tart and delicious.
Olive oil.
Super easy, and I did taste test against store-bought brands, homemade is definitely better, tastes fresher.
I agree.
And it's just, you know, a fraction of the price.
And listen, if you like flavored ones, and that's why you buy the one in the supermarket, the you can put in your own flavors. I have a favorite jarred Indian sauce, and I just dump in a half a cup of that into this, and it makes it flavored. You could put anything you want in there, hot sauce, you could put olives, whatever you want.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so nice, very, very nice. How to make your own stuff. Now, let's do how to make your own mayonnaise. You have it every section when you recommend something. Should you make it or buy it? And in this case, you say you can do either one. Mm-hmm. You ask, is it a hassle? And you say slight. And you do save money on this, but this is pure. If you were in France, this is where everybody makes their own mayonnaise. And so here you go. So it's an egg yolk, Dijon mustard, salt, lemon juice, and vegetable oil. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so delicious. It bears no resemblance at all to store-bought mayonnaise. It's just like a luxury food. And if you're going to be dipping, you know, you can have fresh asparagus. I would make your own mayonnaise. If you're going to be making a chicken salad to eat right then, you know, for something special, I would make my own mayonnaise. I'm not going to make my own mayonnaise every day to put in my son's tuna salad to take to school. So that's when I would, you know, that's when I rely on the store-bought. But the homemade mayonnaise is takes you just a couple of minutes to put together, and it's just like, I don't know, it's like eating velvet. It's just so delicious.
And if you're making something on a weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for people, say a fish, and you want to just easily whip up a little fresh mayo for people, that freshness in it, sort of dolloped on the side of something, if you made a big pot of lentil stew with a couple of tablespoons of this, just terrific. Here's what we're doing. This is Jennifer Reese. She is author of the New York Times Notable Cookbook winner, Make the Bread by the Butter, telling you how to easily make stuff you buy at the supermarket that's all filled with crazy additives. So save time and money, along with focusing on health and keeping the pounds off. Additives can do that. They can make the weight stick. We wonder about obesity, and we're starting to see they play a role. So let's move to, this is kind of fun. Oh, it's hard for me to resist some of these things. Making your own hollandaise sauce, making your own English muffins, making your own waffles and buttermilk pancakes. You don't have to do them just out of a box. It's so easy. Let's do this. Making your own maple nut scones. Scones, we these flavored scones, we go to bakeries for them. We go to our little spots and we buy them. And let's face it, they're expensive. But you think, oh, I just do this on Saturdays and Sundays. Well, look how you can make the most delicious maple nut scone.
Yeah, scones are really easy. There are baked goods that are very challenging to make at home, like Napoleons and croissants are quite a challenge. But a scone is just mixing up some ingredients, you know, some ingredients you probably already have in your house, like flour and some, maybe in this case, some rolled oats, brown sugar, butter,
walnuts.
Cream, yeah, walnuts, and
maple
flavoring. It really, you know, it really does add a big punch of maple flavor. And it's just, you know, half the price of a Starbucks scone per ounce.
And the trick here is you do a little tiny icing with just a little confectioner sugar, a couple tablespoons of heavy cream, and some maple again, and then you drizzle it on the top. And how easy, you just combine it all, stir in your walnuts, make this the dough into these wedges, and put it on a cookie sheet and bake it. The end. And then drizzle the icing over the top.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's three times cheaper than what you would buy, and there's nothing crazy in here.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. That's perfect. Okay, how about these pumpkin chocolate chip muffins?
Yeah, muffins are another thing you should really be making at home. And, you know, you can save so much money. If you're going to Starbucks every morning and getting your latte and getting your muffin, you are spending a lot of money on something that your grandmother could have made, you know, in 5 minutes. Mix it up in 5 minutes.
Okay, and even if you don't make it that morning because people are in a rush, on the weekend you can put in a batch of these and then freeze them.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're super easy. You just muffins like scones are just a matter of mixing something up, and in this case, pouring it into little muffin tins, baking them, and then you have them. And you have a lot of them, and you can parcel them out however you want and eat them. You know, put them in the freezer like you say, And they're better, they're fluffier, they're healthier, they're cheaper. There's really, you know, bake, and I love to bake. So if you love to bake, you really should be baking your own muffins. And pumpkin chocolate chip is fantastic.
Now, if we went to a Starbucks, the muffin would be almost $2. If
right.
you make your own muffin of equivalent size, it's 60 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And more to my interest at the moment, I mean, the money stuff is great, but then there are no additives, crazy stuff in here. And, you know, we're seeing a connection between obesity, health, and this crazy stuff our corporate food world is putting into our food. It's just nuts. So let me just say what these ingredients are, and then we're going to take a quick break and then continue with more of your great recipes. We've got flour and ground cinnamon, some grated nutmeg and grated cloves, some ground ginger and allspice, baking soda, kosher salt, pumpkin puree, a vegetable oil, a little bit of sugar, brown and white, and some eggs, vanilla extract, which we'll tell you how to make yourself, semi-sweet chocolate chips, and a little bit of oil for greasing the tin if you're not using paper liners. That just gets mixed together, and you pop them in the oven. Done. You just put it in a toothpick. Is it done? Fine. It bakes for 22 to 25 minutes. So you can go to your health food store and get the spices out of the bins a lot cheaper than buying the jars of spices, which can save you $40 on one recipe. All right, Jennifer, please stay there because I'm going to brag about you now.
All right.
Because I love this idea. No wonder the New York Times made this a notable cookbook winner. Jennifer Reese, Make the Bread by the Butter, telling you how to easily make stuff that you buy at the supermarket, which is filled with nutty additives, save time and money, along with focusing on health, keeping the pounds off. Additives can do that. If you would like us to send this to you or someone you know who loves food, we would be happy to do it. The toll-free number is 1-800-584-2788, and I'm with my buddy Ray Hardman.
I love this idea. I mean, there are so many things, you know, that I go to the grocery store, and I just assume I can't buy them. I just assume they come in this little package, and I think, well, how in the world can I make them? This is a great idea. I love it. We can send you that book for a $60 membership at 1-800-584-2788. You can also go online and get the book and become a member safely and securely at WNPR.org. Faith, I was thinking, you know, with the demise of Hostess, you know, maybe a future cookbook for Jennifer would be homemade Twinkies and Ho-Hos.
Yeah,
and
exactly. Ray, are you a maple nut scone eater?
Well, not
you're not
so
a
much,
scone
but I
guy.
Do like scones. I do.
You
like
do?
Scones.
Okay, but not the maple. So you can make these scones in any flavor you want, you know. But I'm a maple and walnut person, so I like that combination together. And so if you like scones, if you go in and you see those crunchy tops on the scone, this is a great recipe. And how easy, I had no idea how easy scones were to make because I'm not a baker, but this is so inspiring. If you can join us at the $60 level, and how easy is it to put a note in a card to someone and say, not only did I support public radio in your name, but a book is coming to you. Coming in the menu, you'll be able to use it all year long. It is my gift to you. So the toll-free number at the $60 level, and if you want to do a little shopping the easy way, you can order a couple of these. So it's 1-800-584-2788. Very unusual gift, not like what someone would normally get as a cookbook. And such fun. We love this. And also, a lot of people like to do this online. Look at all the thank you gifts there, and you can just pick one. Make the bread, buy the butter. We were all fighting to see who could take this one home.
1-800-584-2788. And I was thinking, you know, Faith, that we'll come sometime during the winter, and you know, we're stuck in the house a lot during the winter. What a great winter project it would be to kind of go through some of these recipes and see what works for you and what doesn't. This is a great cookbook, something so unusual and so much fun. We want to give that to you for a gift of $60. But you know what? $60 is going to pay for a lot of programming here, and that's really what it's all about. It's not the end of our fiscal year, but it is an important watermark for us, and we want to make sure that we stay on track during this fiscal year to make all of our payments to everybody we need to make payments to, and that we continue to bring you the service you've come to expect from us. That's what happens with that $60. You're going to get a great cookbook or something you can give as a gift, but more importantly, you become part of what we do here. When you go online at WNPR.org or call 1-800-584-2788.
We're going to tell you, think about going in the door when you go to someone's house and you're thinking, oh, what can I bring? I've got to bring something. How about bringing something personal and saying, I made this for you? I am so touched when somebody does that. Mm-hmm. Someone just gave me stuffed hot peppers. I was so touched. So we're going to tell you how to make hot sauce instead of buy it in the store, how to make your own caramel corn. Imagine in a big container coming into the house and saying, I've made you caramel corn. A big jar of croutons, homemade croutons. I would love that as a gift. How to make your own beef jerky, mustards. It goes on and on and on. Your own ginger ale. What fun is that? And lots of entrees and things. Your own cheeses. How about bringing that to somebody's house? How to make your own cheese. This is called Make the Bread by the Butter. What you should and shouldn't cook from scratch to save time and money. Recipes very, very good. That's why the New York Times gave this a notable book award. We're going to go back to more of these recipes with Jennifer Reese, our guest, in about 30 seconds. Ray, it's at the $60 level. Just send somebody a card. Tell them that you've ordered this book for them. When they open this book, they will think of you. How easy is that? Hassle-free. And you support public radio programming at the same time. $60 level. 1-800-584-2788. And thank you.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night.
I'm Faith Middleton. Thank you so much for listening to this special edition of the Food Schmooze Party. We have Jennifer Reese on the phone with us. She is author of the New York Times notable cookbook winner. It's Make the Bread by the Butter, telling you how to easily make stuff you buy at the supermarket. And all that stuff filled with crazy additives, that's not good for us. Let's face it. Save time and money along with focusing on health and keeping the pounds off. We think that's what these additives can do. And this book is filled with foods in every conceivable category. And when things are really super complicated to make, and it's just better in a jar and pretty pure in the jar anyway, Jennifer is just dead honest, and she'll say, no, buy it. So, Jennifer, I'm a nut about hot sauce, and I'm a devoted fan of Frank's hot sauce, which has vinegar in it. And a lot of hot sauces don't. They have other stuff and weird flavorings, and boy, you can't believe what's in there. But anyway, I came to your hot sauce, how to make your own hot sauce recipe, and I was so excited because you said it takes 4 minutes.
Yeah, it's just spectacularly easy. You just need the ingredients in a blender or a food processor and, you know, let it rip, and you've got your hot sauce.
And what does it come out to, about 0.02 cents per teaspoon?
It's 2 cents a teaspoon.
Yeah, and if you buy Tabasco, it's 18 cents a teaspoon. Mm-hmm. When you add up the 18 cents times how many teaspoons?
Yeah.
So you use, and you can make this as killer hot as you want, or you can make it just mild heat, which is the way I like it. So you use Fresno chilies. You can use whatever kind you want. Cider vinegar, garlic cloves peeled, and kosher salt. And that's it.
Yeah.
Throw it in the blender or the food processor.
It's easy.
Good to go. And it lasts quite a long time. Keeps indefinitely.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that's good. And then there's, you can, of course, make your own salsa. It's very, very easy to do. You talk about, we're going to get to the beef jerky. I have a family member, and I do like beef jerky, but I have a family member who buys it all the time. He's never without it. And he'll say to me, would you like a piece when he opens a bag? And I look at the ingredient list, and I think, not that I don't eat junk, but I look at the ingredient list, and I think, what in the world is in here? Talk about rocket fuel. It's scary with the stuff that's in there. So you tell us how to make it in a much more pure version. But let's do homemade croutons, because I was saying, what a great thing to bring to somebody's house walking in the door if you're a guest for dinner.
Yeah, I mean, if you can avoid eating them before you get there. I mean, they are so delicious and crunchy.
It costs you pennies to make them.
If you're going to throw away your stale bread anyway, it costs you nothing, really. I mean, it costs you the money to heat your stove or your oven.
You make this great point that if you buy Mrs. Cubison's Caesar salad croutons, what a lot of people do at the supermarket, they cost more per pound than lamb chops.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
How, and look with the ingredients that are in there. It's wacky. So this consists of what? A few pieces of bread, fresh or stale, some olive oil or butter, up to you, minced garlic, herbs de Provence, red pepper flakes, a little bit of saffron, which is optional, and some salt.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you can choose whatever seasoning you want, or you can just use salt.
So you cut the bread into cubes, large or small. Heat a little bit of olive oil or butter in a skillet. Add some minced garlic or any herb or spice that you choose. Saute it for 30 seconds. Add the bread cubes. Stir them around for a couple minutes. And then they're all coated. They get a crust. Salt them. Spread those on a cookie sheet. Toast them in the oven 10 to 15 minutes. And there you go. And you're right. Can you get to somebody's house or even to the dining table without eating them? I have been known to buy jarred vinaigrette when I was a young person. I would go straight for the wishbone Italian dressing, and I don't do that anymore. But you know, this is a great book for kids starting out. They're all watching their pennies right now. It's hard for them to get jobs. They're learning how to cook. If you want to teach them how to eat healthfully and make their own stuff, these things are so easy to do. So how to make your own vinaigrette?
You just take a little jar and you put in some vinegar and some mustard and olive oil, shake it up, season it to taste with salt and pepper, and you've got your delicious, very simple vinaigrette. Nothing weird in there. Good oils.
And you can use red wine vinegar, white wine vinegar, sherry, blackberry, raspberry.
Yep.
You can blend them.
Just whatever you have.
Taste it and say, ooh, do I like that? And you can make a fruit vinegar with berries. And here's what we're doing. This is Jennifer Reese. She is author of the New York Times notable cookbook winner, Make the Bread, Buy the Butter. And she tells you how to easily make stuff that you buy at the supermarket filled with these crazy additives. Saving time, saving money, but with a big focus on health and keeping the pounds off, because we know additives can do that. So let me turn to the next one that I was crazy about. So we go into the store and we buy Parmesan cheese, which is already grated. And the cost of this is so nuts. You know, you just take the grater and the piece of cheese and you just grate. And it really, we think, oh, that's going to take so long. But really, seriously, it takes 5 minutes. And its price difference is nuts.
Yeah, Parmesan cheese is just a crucial ingredient in any kind of pasta you want to make. And you really should never, I mean, we all grew up with the kind in the green cylinder, and that just doesn't hold a candle.
Your point, though, is you don't even have to grate it.
You can, well, I mean, where I go to the supermarket, you can go, you can buy it for the exact same price, already grated. And personally, for me, grating Parmesan cheese is one of those things that's sort of like, you know, nails on a chalkboard. I don't really enjoy it. You know, there's something about it I really don't enjoy. So I buy it, and it's the exact same price per pound.
Okay, and you say your own marinara sauce. You shop at a lucky supermarket, by the way. Your own marinara sauce is so easy to make. And by the way, a lot of marinara sauces in a jar at the supermarket are all made at the same co-packers.
Oh, wow.
The same recipe with different labels. And you can tell who the co-packer is by the color on the jar lid. So a lot of people don't know that, but I know someone who sells a marinara sauce, and he was telling me how this all works. So make it yourself. And the cost is, you know, it's quite a savings. You can cut the cost in half. It's a little olive oil and some onion and garlic and red pepper flakes if you want, and a couple cans of crushed red tomatoes. And you just heat some stuff in the fry pan and then put the rest of it in, and it just simmers, and you can freeze it and pull it out whenever you want in any size container you want. That is just great. Additives. It's so good for you. Onion, garlic, tomatoes. And then you can make your own quesadillas by making your own flour tortillas. You can make corn tortillas. So this is, you've got recipes for that in here. But also, let me turn to the next one we wanted to talk about. Oh, yeah, here we come. I don't know anybody who doesn't like graham crackers and doesn't remember them from growing up and how wonderful they were. But I'm telling you, when you look at the side of the graham cracker box, you might think to yourself, with your hand over your mouth, can I give these to my kids? Did I really eat these? What did I do to my body? There are words in there that you can't even pronounce. And if you go and get them at the health food store, well, that's great, but they cost like two or three times what other graham crackers do with all the crazy additives. So here's how to make your own, and you save money, and they're not hard.
You make a dough with just butter and wheat flour and wheat germ and the usual cookie ingredients like kosher salt, baking soda.
Cinnamon. A little honey.
Yeah, a little honey. You make a dough, you roll it out, and you cut it. And you really need, you know, you need to cut it to look like a graham cracker if it's going to be a graham cracker. Although you could, of course, cut it into any shape you want. And then you bake it. And the cookies that come out are just, they're just so good. They're so buttery, and they have so much rich flavor. They do sort of resemble a graham cracker, but they're just 100 times better and, you know, a few times cheaper.
Yeah, and it makes 28 crackers, and there's nothing crazy in here.
Oh, no.
Not one thing. And what fun for the kids and the family. Quickly, let's do how to make your own beef jerky. Again, Wow, not only cheaper, but crazy what the stuff that's in the beef jerky in the store. It's minimal, it turns out. It's a minimal hassle, and you should make it. This is homemade jerky, which can cost twice as much in the store. We're starting with a pound of lean boneless steak, like a sirloin. And we add what?
Salt, pepper, some red pepper flakes, onion, garlic, honey, Worcestershire sauce. You can vary this a lot. My mom used to make one with a lot of soy sauce in it. I prefer it without the soy sauce. You marinate it, and then you cook it at a very, very, very low temperature until it's dark and shriveled and looks like jerky.
And then you just store it in an airtight tin or a plastic bag, and it'll keep for up to 2 months. No nutty things in there. And the store-bought ones are so nasty in how they taste, but they're as close as we can get, we think, to something good. And every once in a while, you'll come upon a place that makes real beef jerky by hand, and you think, wow, that's not like anything I've had, and they charge you a fortune. You can make your own at home. You can even make your own Worcestershire sauce if you want. It's not that hard, and it's pretty expensive. And I know you got your recipe from Emeril Lagasse, and you say it's a knockout.
It's incredible. It's so good. You taste it when you're making, and you're like, this is delicious. I mean, you never measure Worcestershire sauce to put into your meatloaf from the store-bought bottle and think, oh, I want to taste this. I want to eat this. No, no, that's vinegary and thin. This is rich and meaty and delicious.
That's so true. Okay, let's go to making, on the other side of this break, making your own dill pickles. And you said, I thought, ooh, this is going to be hard, I bet. And you said it's the simplest thing in the world, and and they cost three times as much in the store. It's all just fresh, good stuff for you. Stay right where you are.
Sure.
Jennifer Reese, who's author of the New York Times notable cookbook winner, Make the Bread, Buy the Butter, telling you how to easily make stuff you buy at the supermarket that's filled with crazy additives. And we're trying to get you to understand how to save time and money. She tells you if it's a hassle and when it's not. Most of her recipes are not a hassle. We like this because it's a focus on health and keeping the pounds off. So if you would like us to send this book or to someone you care about who loves food and would enjoy this as we do, at the $60 level, you support everything you hear on WNPR, including this show, and the toll-free number is 1-800-584-2788.
1-800-584-2788, and we can send you Jennifer's book, Make the Bread, Buy the Butter. I think one of the things I like about this book, too, Faith, is that she tells you the things, because she's tried it all, the things that aren't going to work. Don't even bother trying them, because it's going to be either too hard to do or it's going to be too expensive to try and pull off. So many great things in this book. We want to send that to you for a gift of $60. And you know, Faith, I hear a lot from parents. I have two small boys, and I hear a lot from parents that are very concerned about food additives and the things that go into foods that are very appealing to children but have lots and lots of additives.
Yeah.
This is a great gift for someone who has small children who want to make sure that a lot of what goes into their body is good, wholesome and safe. So we would love to send you this book. You can send it as a gift when you call 1-800-584-2788.
Ray, that's such a good point. We don't know what this, what did they tell us, that guar gum that's in so many things is rocket fuel, jet fuel, and it's used in hair gel. I mean, what in the world is that doing in our food? We don't know. As little kids, their brains are developing, their organs are developing over time. We don't know what this stuff is doing inside these kids' bodies. And
right.
So we try, especially with these vulnerable kids, because of their size and development, to, you know, not be nuts, but to try as much as we can to give them healthy stuff. Stuff that's real food. That's all we're trying to do. So we're telling you how to make your own graham crackers that are simple. Maybe we can talk next about how to make your own Russian dressing. Not only that, but when it comes to the table and you put it on your food, your lettuce, and the people say, "What is this dressing?" And you say, "I made it myself." I can't tell you how easy it is to make Russian dressing. So we're going to get to that. So if you want to shop the easy way, right with us, please do at the $60 level. Or maybe you want to order a couple of these, 1-800-584-2788.
And if you want to do this on the monthly giving program, that's a great way to go. Now, this is a program that basically, I mean, you tell the person on the other end of the telephone line, "I would like to contribute $5 a month." Until you say stop, you are a monthly giver. You can get this cookbook. And you know what? That's a steady stream of revenue for us. That's something that makes these pledge drives shorter and just is a great way to go. You don't have to worry about whether your membership has lapsed, that type of thing. That's a great way to go. Faith, I really quickly want to mention, I love this idea of the sprayers for the olive oil because, you know, I'm a fairly steady hand, but I don't know what it is, but I overdress everything when I hold that bottle of olive oil. I waste so much olive oil when I'm trying to dress something, and I don't know what it is, but this sprayer seems like something that will save me a lot in just olive oil.
I know. You're right, Ray. I do, too, but mostly it's because when it starts really getting in there and glistening on the lettuce, I want to dive in because it's so, I mean, olive oil is so delicious, and so we just spray it, and the calories, it's nutty, so the sprayer does help in many ways. So we're going to get to make your own Russian dressing. We're going to say how easy it is to make dill pickles and lots of other things, including goat cheese and other cheeses and your own mashed potatoes and whipped cream. Oh, yeah, we're going to get there. If you want to join us at the $60 level, please do. I'll give you the phone number. And also, a lot of people like to do this online. Look at all the thank you gifts there, and you can just pick one. 1-800-584-2788 is the toll-free number. Bring your charge card to the phone. If you want to reach us online to make your contribution and pick out your thank you gift, go to WNPR.org, and it's easy as can be.
1-800-584-2788. We can send you Jennifer Reese's book. So many great recipes. And if you think about the times that you've just, you know, on a Sunday afternoon, make your own marinara sauce or make your own hummus, it's really also about just being at home and making really good food. And that's something that we cherish. And we hope that you'll take part in this book by becoming a member at the $60 level when you call 1-800-584-2788. And thanks.
Apple Pandora makes your eyes light up. Your tummy says, "Hurry, shoo, fly, fly." And Apple Pandora, I never get enough of that wonderful star.
I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you listening to this special edition of the Food Schmooze Party. What we do during fundraising, there's no secret about it. We hunt and hunt and hunt to find something that we think will improve your life, will add to the richness of your life, because we want you to become a member. We want, as listeners ourselves, all of us to pitch in to keep public radio right where it is. And so in hunting and hunting, we came upon this book and we love this. And we said, no wonder the New York Times made this a notable cookbook winner. It's called Make the Bread, Buy the Butter by our guest Jennifer Reese. And she tells you how to easily make stuff that you buy at the supermarket that's filled with crazy additives. There are health concerns, the cost of all this. You can save time, money, improve your health. That's what all this is about. And she tells you when things are too complicated to make yourself and says, just buy it. And she's honest about it. So, but most of the things here you can make. Hey, Jennifer, I promised pickles. I'll get to them. But Russian dressing right across the page. How easy is this? You just mix it.
Yeah, I would let a four-year-old do this. Yeah, you just mix together mayonnaise, ketchup, horseradish, Worcestershire, a little onion, a little pickle relish, and salt to taste, and you've got your Russian dressing.
And that's it. And you tell us how to do the pickle relish.
Yeah, you can make your own pickle relish should you desire.
Yeah, and you can make your own Worcestershire sauce if you desire. But mm-hmm. if you want to buy it, you can do that too because it's just a little bit in there.
Right.
And homemade Russian dressing. So
yeah.
When someone says, ooh, this is good, you say, oh, made that. How about the dill pickles? I thought, oh, this is going to be hard.
Yeah, you think it's going to be hard because you think you have to can them, which I find a little bit of an ordeal. But these are really simple, and you don't have to can them. They're ready to eat in a few days. You just take your pickles, and you put them in a big jar with some salt and, you know, whatever little delicious things you want, like bay leaf or red pepper flakes, and smush it, you know, sort of press it down so it's under the water. Hold it down there. You can put something to weight it down. Let it sit for a few days, and you've got these really fresh, crisp, delicious pickles.
I was trying to remember what I paid for my jar of Bubby's pickles.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been, I don't know if it was like $8 or $9 or $10, and they're great, but I thought I could actually make these for $2 a quart.
Yeah.
So you're pickling cucumbers, garlic, coriander seeds. You can get all of this anywhere. Red pepper flakes, a bay leaf, few sprigs of dill, yellow mustard seeds, the peel of a lemon. You take it off with a vegetable peeler in strips. Eat some salt, and you just put it in.
Yeah.
Put it in the jar, and you're all good to go.
And if you don't have the dill, leave it out. You know, it's
yeah.
going to be fine.
And it's 5 days sitting on the counter. Then put it in the refrigerator, and it lasts for a long time. You can make your own apple sage breakfast sausage.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I always buy my sausage because I'm always nervous about it. And then I thought, oh, wow, I could do this just by using pork shoulder that I just cut up into chunks
mm-hmm.
and some salt and sage and garlic and brown sugar and pepper and a chopped up apple. You just put it through a meat grinder or in your food processor.
Yeah, you don't even need a meat grinder.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I was going to say, not many people have those, but
no.
Put it in the food processor
mm-hmm.
and then mix it up with a wooden spoon and then you can start to fry it in the skillet. Yeah.
Nothing weird in there either.
Crisp, nothing weird in there. Okay, making our own mustard. Very slight difficulty. You say it's better to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people who do this for a living, and when I see how easy it is to make it, I think, oh, I bet they're making a lot of money on those. So let's
yeah.
talk about it.
Yeah, you need to get some mustard seeds, which you should really buy in bulk from some kind of food co-op or mm-hmm. Health food store if you can. Dry mustard, a little vinegar, you can use whatever you want, really. Sugar and salt and garlic, and you soak your mustard seeds to sort of get them a little bit broken down. And then you just grind them up with your seasonings, and you have mustard.
That is it. And then you put it in the refrigerator, and you wait a week so that
mm-hmm.
all the flavors meld together. And
mm-hmm.
there you go. You've got mustard, and that lasts,
forever.
And do you hear that there's not a darn thing in there that is crazy? There's no additives. There's no shelf stabilizer. There's nothing in there. And you've made it yourself. That's a great gift to bring to somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
A couple nice little box with three little jars of mustard in it. And you can flavor it if you want. This is Jennifer Rhee. She is author of New York Times notable cookbook winner, Make the Bread, Buy the Butter, telling you how to easily make stuff you buy at the supermarket that's filled with crazy additives and at a fraction of the cost. Okay, I'm going to go to something fun. Let me see. What do we got? Oh, how to make your own ricotta.
This is a thrill. The first time I made it, I was like, oh, I'm a witch. This is incredible. You just cook milk. You put a big pot of milk on the stove. You add some vinegar, a gallon of milk, about 3/4 cup of vinegar, and you heat it till it's sort of about to boil. And it turns into, you know, you can watch it forming the ricotta curds. You let it sit for a couple of minutes. You pour it into a colander to drain out all the whey. And you're left with this fluffy, beautiful, snowy white ricotta. It's delicious and much, much cheaper than what you buy.
Yeah. So I'm over at a place called Heirloom at the Study at Yale, which is a hotel, and it has a restaurant called Heirloom. And I order the same appetizer every time, the warmed-up ricotta that has fresh thyme sitting on the top. And when they bring it to your table, they drizzle it with a little truffle oil. And I said, what kind of ricotta are you using? And they're telling me Calabro. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to buy that. The idea that I could make my own ricotta to do this, and all I have to do is drizzle with truffle oil and put a piece of thyme on it, is so unbelievable to me. I mean, how can it be better than making it yourself? I didn't know it was this easy.
No, it's really, really easy.
Well, thank you for that one especially. You also got me, I thought, I'm making this too, fresh goat cheese.
Fresh goat cheese is sublime. We have goats, so we use our own milk, but I started out making it from store-bought goat milk, and it's a lot like making ricotta in that you just heat some milk, a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. You add a couple of ingredients, in this case a culture and some rennet, which you can order for, you know, very little money from a cheese supply outfit.
Yeah, you go online.
And then you let it sit for 24 hours, you drain it, and you have this beautiful, beautiful fresh goat cheese.
And is it tangy, or is it more in the creamy flavor zone, kind of neutral, or is it tangy?
It's definitely tangy.
It's not sharp
like an aged goat cheese, but it's tangy, but it's fresh and light. It's like the kind that you often get on a salad.
Wow, and it costs you about $8 to make a pound of it. And anyone that you, I just bought this Laura Chanel goat cheese, and it was $14 for a tiny log.
Yeah.
And it's, so less than half. I mean, that's about half the price.
It's less than half. Very cheap to make and very easy.
A lot of us have been through Thanksgiving and are, you know, it's so much to do. And we're buying those bags of stuffing. Many people throughout the year buy the box stuffing that's made by companies. And it's not that it's not good, but there's crazy stuff in there. You can make your own so, so easily. It takes, what, 5 minutes longer?
Yeah, about 5 minutes longer. I think I timed myself.
Okay, so we're talking about some pecans.
Yeah, and you can leave out the pecans if you want. Yeah, you're talking about some bread cubes, and you can use any kind of bread cubes you want. You can use leftover sandwich bread, croissants, you know, whole wheat bread, butter, onions, sage. Sage is kind of essential to stuffing, I think. I put currants in there. And then some of your turkey broth.
Salt and pepper, of course. Chicken or turkey broth.
Yeah. You can use chicken broth, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know your brother-in-law makes his own cranberry sauce. With cranberries, and a lot of people do.
I do, too, but some people are so attached to the can that you can't change them.
Yep, I know. And, you know, family tradition counts for something. Okay, quickly, making your own whipped cream. This is how I grew up. We never bought a jar of it and sprayed it onto things. And it really is an enormous difference in flavor and certainly a big difference in cost. It's half the price of the canister or the plastic tub. And all you buy is cold, heavy cream, some sugar, and vanilla extract. And you tell us how to make your own vanilla extract. There's making your own ginger ale, which you say is amazingly simple. It's a lemon, finely grated fresh ginger, some sugar, instant yeast, and cold tap water. How about that? Your own ginger ale.
Yeah, exciting.
How to make your own bitters. That is so fantastic. Make your own margaritas without crazy mixes that have nutty stuff in them. You tell us how to do Cheez-Its. And I think Dory Greenspan tried this, right? She made Cheez-It crackers with Gruyere cheese. We had her on talking about this. So this is a clone of hers.
Yes, it's definitely. I give full credit to Dory Greenspan. She's a genius.
We agree. And do you know how much cheaper it is? But do you look at the ingredients on the Cheez-Its box and tell me if your eyes don't roll back in your head? And, you know, kids love these. What are we doing? So yes, this is nothing but butter, sharp orange cheddar, salt, pepper, cayenne, flour, and Worcestershire sauce. That's how to make Cheez-Its. And you just roll it out, cut them up, stick them in the oven. There you go. Your own vanilla extract. We know how much that costs. That's a fortune in the store. And all you do is a split of vanilla bean, scrape out the seeds, and you put it in a jar, pour some alcohol over the beans, shake it up, and put it in the cover for 3 months. You know, shake it every once in a while, and you can keep that going, and you have vanilla extract for, well, talk about one fraction of what it costs.
Yeah, it costs about $7 to make 12 ounces of vanilla, and I priced it at $53 to buy McCormick vanilla.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
So how to make your own fig bars, or fig Newtons, as we like to call them. Mm-hmm. That is so doable. You know, it's a couple kinds of flour and baking powder, baking soda, salt, sugar, egg, and whole milk. And then you make a filling of sugar, lemon, and figs, mm-hmm. and you're good to go. You make your own Oreos. And it is really worth it to make these, you say. We didn't get time to do the simplest buttercream ever. Make it yourself, because if you buy it, it's got so much junk in it, you can't believe it. Oh, I've loved talking with you, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for what you did. This is so unusual. No wonder the New York Times made this a notable cookbook winner. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you.
Jennifer Reese, author of Make the Bread, Buy the Butter, What You Should and Shouldn't Cook from Scratch to Save Time and Money and to Assist in the Health Department and the Obesity Department, let me tell you. And we'd be glad to send this book to your door for a $60 contribution to keep everything you hear on WNPR going strong. We thank you for calling in. Phones have been busy. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788.
You can also go online at WNPR.org. Faith, here's a great idea. You get the cookbook at the $60 level, you become a member of WNPR, and you design an entire meal for guests based on everything that's in the book. Or not everything, but, you know, you pick and choose. So you have sauces, you have main courses, and you devise this entire meal based on things that you make by yourself. Wouldn't that be fun?
That is so fun. And you know, Ray, you're making me think, or you could do a potluck and pass out assignments to people, and everyone does one, and then you just roar over how much money you saved and the fact that you're not eating any additives in the whole potluck party. I love your idea.
1-800-584-2788. Again, a gift of $60 for the year. You become a member of WNPR. We send you Jennifer Reese's book, Make the Bread, Buy the Butter, and you can enjoy the recipes. And there's so much fun stuff in there we can send you. And you know what? $60 is going to pay for that much more programming here at WNPR. The phone number again, 1-800-584-2788.
And it's funny. She's trying to encourage people to make your own salad. And she said, do I hate washing lettuce? Yes, she said. But is it worth paying $16 a pound for the lettuce they already supposedly wash?
Right,
no.
Right.
She said, put it in the spinner and just wash the lettuce, because it's like a fraction of the cost and you'll eat more lettuce and you can do it up for a couple days in advance. A lot of good tips in here, especially caramel corn, Ray.
Yeah, there's always a wave of shame that comes over me when I pick up that bag of already you know, chopped up and cleaned up lettuce, when I think, yeah, I could just do this at home. It's so much easier.
I know. Yeah, me too. I pass by the gorgeous, you know, lettuce head sitting there and take the plastic box. So, yes, I am a criminal in that regard, too. Tortilla chips, making your own tortilla chips, so easy, you won't believe it. Making your own pork dumplings like they do at the Chinese restaurant, you can't believe how easy that is. And you can make 80 of them and store them in the freezer and pull them out whenever you want.
Right.
You know, just go at it and then have a dumpling party. I have a friend who does that. She makes them from scratch. It's not hard at all. So everything in the world is in here, and we love this book. 1-800-584-2788 at the $60 level. And we thank you so much if you have already called. It is such an honor and a privilege for us to work on your behalf and to give you these programs that we give you. It really is. So 1-800-584-2788, or go and pledge online. See all the thank you gifts at WNPR.org.
1-800-584-2788. You're going to save money. And you know what, Faith? If you use these recipes, you know, that $60 membership, you're gonna save that amount and more on some of the recipes in Jennifer's book.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about something like you were just talking about, vanilla extract and how expensive that is, things like that really add up. But you know what? Most importantly, you'll have that pride of making something for yourself and something that's going to taste better than what you can buy in the store.
Make the ricotta.
There you go. So many great reasons to become a member of WNPR. We want to invite you in the community right now at 1-800-584-2788.
I love to say that if you want to go online, that is perfectly fine, because your life works that way. You do everything online. You can at WNPR.org. and you'll see all the thank you gifts for our fundraising period, what shows have been on, and you can search around the website, have some fun, 1-800-584-2788 or WNPR.org. And thank you so much for listening and keeping us on the air.